President Bush has signed a defense spending bill providing a record $401 billion for military spending for the coming year. During a signing ceremony at the Pentagon this morning, the president said that the bill shows that the U.S. is prepared to fight the war on terror. He described it as a war unlike any the nation has had to fight.
In this new kind of war, our military needs to be fast and smart and agile, and it is. Right now, America's armed forces are the best trained, best equipped, and best prepared in the world, and this administration will keep it that way.
President Bush speaking at the Pentagon this morning. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
What's in the defense bill?
Well, that's that 4% pay raise that you mentioned. In addition to the raises, there is also money for an increase in combat pay and something called family separation pay. These are clearly big issues for many soldiers and their families enduring much longer than expected overseas deployments. It also gives Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld control of nearly 750,000 civilian employees of the Defense Department. For them, it eliminates some job protections and some overtime rules and allows for a more streamlined hiring and firing process. So there's certainly some controversy there. It also has $9.1 billion in funding for Project President Bush's push. That's the development of a ballistic missile defense, still an idea that has many doubters. And among other things, it includes money for research into low-yield nuclear weapons. And it has cash for development of new fighter jets as well.
Defense spending would hit record levels with troops deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Exactly right. And it is also possible still that if the costs of the war, of the fighting and the operations in both of those places exceed what's currently stated by the White House, then it's again possible they could come back and ask for even more money in addition to this. That's something they did in the past year.
The bill has bipartisan support on Capitol Hill, but it has critics, too.
Right. There were 95 votes in the Senate when it passed a few weeks back, so clearly a great deal of support for giving the Pentagon what the president says it needs, given the challenges remaining in Iraq and Afghanistan. It also is money for modernizing the armed forces, which is a major goal of Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. But one major critic is Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He says it gives too much authority, unchecked powers, he calls them, to Rumsfeld. But the reality is that this bill is even bigger than what the president requested in the first place. So despite that kind of dissent, Mr. Bush basically gets what he wants.
The president is going to Fort Carson today near Colorado Springs. What's he going to do there?
He's on his way to Crawford, Texas, where he'll spend the Thanksgiving holiday. But on his way to his ranch tonight, he goes to Fort Carson, which was home to four of the soldiers killed when that helicopter was shot down near Fallujah back on November 2nd. At the base, the president will talk about the spending bill, but he's also going to meet with some families of soldiers killed in Iraq. He has faced some criticism for not doing more of this kind of thing. He's also, so far, attended no funerals. But last week in the United Kingdom, he met with families of British soldiers who've died. Now a similar event in Colorado today.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.